Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil. Advocates radio show. I had to think what I'm doing here. Doing a little radio show with you, the fair people. And I see what you're wearing, Fancy Brian. I'm not even acknowledging the date on the calendar. I'm not one of those guys. You clearly are, man. Happy May the 4th be with you day.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, you enjoy it. Different directions, though. I'm not going there. Evan. Welcome to you as well. Lightly screening the calls here in Madison. I had almost forgotten the day on the calendar. I saw it as I was, you know, pushing a little message out to the fine listeners about what this big show could be about. Glad you tuned in. Couple of things. The GOP in this country, they're freaking extreme. They are extreme. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, calling them out today. We're going to share that sound in just a little bit. And the reaction to the, you know, the reported news that Roe v. Wade's going to be overturned. Well, I noted that the righties were outraged at the leak. You know, not what this may, you know, foretell for women, but at the leak. But I noticed a lot of righties today are mocking the women that would you know, react emotionally as, you know, not sexually attractive to them anyways. Yeah, I thought it was a very mature attitude. That's a great electoral strategy, GOP. I've got to find an investigative journalist joining me a little later in this big hour. She is Charlotte Dennett. She is the author of a book, Follow the Pipelines, Uncovering the Mystery of a Lost Spy and the Deadly Politics of the Great Game for Oil. Why is this pertinent? Ukraine. We're going to talk about that. Also, Election Day in the state of Ohio yesterday, and I was a fine Foxy News contributor on Sunday on this very topic. I don't know why they chose and asked me to, you know, talk about the Ohio Senate race, other than the fact that yesterday was primary day, and the detestable J.D. Vance, the Trump-endorsed J.D. Vance, although he couldn't quite remember the guy's name, Vance won the hard-fought, hard-scrabble Republican primary, as did Tim Ryan, my preferred candidate, the Democrat in the state of Ohio. And why is that pertinent for those listing outside the state of Ohio? Well, that's the battle for the U.S. Senate. And Rob Portman was a moderate Republican, sort of an old-school Republican from Ohio, and Ohio's other senator, Sherrod Brown. So that state has elected a progressive. And it's a fairly populist Tim Ryan, who did run for the presidency, is a current congressman from the state of Ohio, against a Trump-endorsed hedge fund billionaire wannabe, who also wrote the book Hillbilly Elegy. And apparently, you know, has been striving celebrity ever since. So we'll talk about that race. But I want to start today by telling a couple of friends, or at least apologizing. I had a friend of mine call me this morning, bright and early. Like, I normally get to the office by 9. You know, it doesn't mean I'm not up doing my show prep, but I get to the office at 9. But 9:01, my phone's ringing, and a friend of mine told me she was a little miffed that I wasn't more angry on yesterday's program. More angry in my response, in my reaction to the news of Roe v. Wade. And if you feel that's the case, if I didn't show the proper amount of emotion, I apologize. It's not that I'm not angry, but so often, and I do this little radio show and it makes me a skosh, narcissistic, a little self-centered. Yeah, I'm living my life on the radio. I'm telling you about it. And there are so many times, you know, I'm looking for the crudy-centric angle on the news. Well, you know what? This story was not about me. And I didn't want to pretend it was about me. And if I didn't come off as angry, you know, if your progressive friend Crudy, who you turn to for outrage at times, if he didn't express your outrage, it's only because I didn't want to steal the attention from where it deserved to be. And the outrage should be on the ruling or on this, you know, ruling in the making. And I tell you what, our pal Maggie Dawn yesterday, if you missed her, she was part of the entire 4 o'clock hour. And then she stuck around about half the 5 o'clock hour. And in 90 minutes, I don't think she repeated herself. I think she gave you a tremendous legal breakdown, a human breakdown. I could sense her emotion because I know her well. She's a friend. But it was a hell of an interview. And not because I did anything special other than get out of her way. Because yesterday was about my friend Maggie and about this ruling, this overturning of Roe v. Wade. And if there's anything I wouldn't want you, our audience, my audience, however you want to look at it, if there's anything I want from the audience, you know, apparently some want for me a little more outrage. Well, yeah, I'm angry. Don't get me wrong. I'm angry, folks. But it's got to take more than Crudy's outrage on the radio. This is a point of action for the American people, for you. You've got to do something. I mean, Crudy can get fired up on the radio damn near every day. I wake up smiling, and then something wrecks it for me. But on this fight, on this abortion fight, we truly need to engage. There's a great column, Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. But for a change, I want to hear from the Vice President of the United States. Kamala so rarely gets a front and center, and today she did. And today she was fired up. And I want to play the Vice President for the audience. Brian, going to need your help. Let's start with cut number 20. This, a direct assault on freedom.
If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
Let's keep going. 21.
There is nothing hypothetical about this moment.
Well, she gives us an action plan. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, cut 22, please.
This fight requires the work of this very organization, Emily's List, to elect pro-choice Democrats to Congress.
And I have no doubt that there are many pro-choice candidates in the state of Wisconsin. But the one that Emily's List endorsed is Sarah Godlewski. I just point that out. Because another Senate pickup that we really, really need is the one against Ron Johnson right here in the great state of Wisconsin. More from the Vice President earlier today. Let's do cut number 23.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights and their freedoms?
Well, I feel it, sister, but I'm certainly not going to try and get out there and steal the limelight more deserved by a Maggie Dawn or a Vice President Kamala Harris. More from the VP. Right to privacy, cut 24.
When the right to privacy is attacked, anyone in our country may face a future where the government can interfere with their personal decisions.
A little bit more from the Vice President. Cut 25, please.
You know, some Republican leaders, they want to take us back to a time before Roe v. Wade, back to a time before Obergefell v. Hodges, back to a time before Griswold v. Connecticut. But we're not going back. We are not going back.
And I believe the vice president eloquently put this when she said, effectively, women's issues are America's issues. One more from the VP. Cut 26, please.
Women's issues are America's issues. And democracies cannot be strong if the rights of women are under attack.
And they are. And they are. Now, I certainly hope this is an inflection point for the electorate. And I'm not sure what we should do. I know we should certainly vote. I know that we should be activated and engaged. I try to do that each and every day right here on the radio. You know, both personally with you, talking to you, telling you about my life, being a little Crudy-centric, but also through the work I do off the radio. And I can tell you, I am not without action plan. And I've been busting my ass. What you can't see me doing right now, I'm working way harder off the radio than I've been working on the radio. I'm sorry if I'm mailing it in these last couple of days. But there is a plan in action. And I have pointed towards this possible ruling, this predicted, this overturning of Roe v. Wade. And of course, it's not reality yet, but it's certainly not a hypothetical. It's a reality soon. It's not an if, but a when. So you better be ready for what's coming, America. And you better be ready to react in this elective cycle. Wake up our brothers, our sisters, people that care about women, and people that realize this is a very extreme Republican Party. This ain't Grandpa's Republican Party. This is a Republican Party that targets women in a very clear and definite way. This was their intent. They're praying for this. Well, anyways, we're going to fight fire with fire. Yeah, Pat Benatar, she's all fired up. She joined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Her and Dolly Parton and Dancing on the Ceiling guy.
Lionel Richie, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know, he's got other Commodore song. I saw him play at Summerfest. He was great. But anyways, I will get all fired up. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, get all fired up on the phones. 844-967-2789.
The more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.